This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You heard Tyron mention Harrison Butker, and he's like, I'm not betting against Mahomes. He's like, you think Butker's not making a big kick?
I did notice that.
Harrison Butker in Super Bowls, 9 of 10, 10 for 10 on extra points overall. It equates to 37 points that they've scored in four Super Bowl games, or four games in the Super Bowl, he's accounted for. Last year, he was, we all know, 4 for 4. He was sensational. People thought maybe he was going to win the MVP until it went to overtime.
Yeah.
And the last time he played the Eagles, if you're just wondering, that was the one miss, was against the Eagles. But he also ended up kicking what ended up being the game-winning field goal in that Super Bowl. So who cares?
I don't care.
Where are you at on confidence for him? If anything, the shakier kicker is actually Jake Elliott
for
this
sure.
year.
So, and that's been the case in almost every Super Bowl. I know that I should just be like, it's good. So I was unclear going into the playoffs, and he has not had to attempt a kick that I have to question. So, like, what I don't know still is, can he make it from 50? So do I have confidence that Harrison Butker is better than he probably was a couple of weeks ago? Yes. I was more worried about that in the early playoff games because I thought they rushed him back. He didn't look good towards the end of the regular season. It seemed like he had no distance in warmups in the AFC Championship game. They said he was making them from 60. This is indoor, ideal conditions. Nothing can go wrong with a kick kind of situations as far as just like you booting it. So I feel better about that. I'll say I'm still like 85%. I would like to see him make one of those. It's 55 yards out on 4th and 8, and he just bangs one through for 3 and just be like, oh, okay, cool, we're good. Don't have to find that out of the last second of the game. Because what I don't want to do, Gold, is it's 53 seconds, you know, to go, and they need this to take the lead, and it's 55 yards out, you know?
Yeah, before the half, end of game, got to have it. You're willing to extend the range out to 58 yards. I'm with you. It's just a different feeling. I also think what we just discussed after the Bills game, Andy Reid is more aggressive in the postseason. So he is just going to be more willing to go for a fourth down than the long field goal. But it's been, I mean, how far removed are we? Even if we thought they rushed Butker back, and I agree with you, I think they did. Now it's been another month on top of that. So like
he didn't have his distance, like even as early as like the first playoff game. You know?
It's indoors, you know. Yeah. As we know, 90,
that's what I'm like 85%.
Yeah, most of these. I don't think they will attempt a 58 yarder unless it's right before half, or it's hey, there's 3 seconds on the clock to win the Super Bowl, and it's like hey, we got a better chance of making a 58 yarder than a Hail Mary. But if it's the first quarter and their drive stalls out, and it would be a 58 yard field goal, or it's 4th and 2. Even on the first drive, I think they would go for it. That's the difference versus regular season compared to the playoffs compared to the Super Bowl. Heck, we all know Andy was willing to go for it from his own side of the field against Buffalo, and that was a big momentum swing in the game.
But I felt like that kicked up late in the season when they knew he couldn't kick 56 anymore. Like, they went for more fourths in a spot where I know for a fact in years past it would just be Harrison Butker kicking it. Part of me is just going to think like he's never going to be 100% the rest of the way, like we talk about other players, not normally kickers, because he had in-season knee surgery. So that's why I don't know that I'll ever feel like he's 100% normal level of my comfort of Harrison Butker, which is, hey, he's the best kicker in the game, right? Okay, so 100%, he's going to make 98% of everything he throws up there from a kicking end, and I don't have to worry about it. I don't think I'll be that way at any point this season just because of in-season knee surgery, and I'm not going to get a chance to – I didn't get a chance to see it before the playoffs. Had he hit a 58-yarder in the last game, well, then we're good. Or 50 – like several 55-yarders were good. He wasn't really tested in the postseason. He had to make kicks, but they were all of like reasonable distance, I guess.
I think the fact though that he's only had one miss in four Super Bowls, though, in terms of clutch and all, you're just talking about from a health thing. In terms of clutch and the pressure moments, I'm not concerned whatsoever. The kicker that has failed in some of those moments more is definitely Jake Elliott. I mean, it's Jake Elliott's playoff stats as a kicker for the Eagles. He's played 17 games. I was trying to find his numbers. He hasn't been terrible either in the postseason. It's the extra points. That's what it was. It's something he missed. He's actually made all his field goals, but he's missed multiple extra points, says Jake Elliott. He's 22 for 22 in field goals, 25 for 30 on extra points. So that would be the area to watch for Jake Elliott.
Well, that's been the area to watch for the Chiefs defense all season long. I don't know what it is about. Like, this is like one of those small things that we won't spend a lot of time of in the buildup to the game. We'll talk about Jalen Carter versus Trey Smith, Chris Jones versus Cam Jerkins, wide receivers versus corner, quarter versus, all of that. We know after the game, like five times this year, we have spent time being like, the Chiefs are screwing up everyone else's kicking game. They are blocking kicks. They are forcing miss extra points. They are causing problems in the special teams department for a lot of NFL teams. And so that does kind of stand out to me. That has been consistently the case that they have been able to screw these things up. But like that also in previous years gone hand in hand with they don't miss. They don't screw up things in the, they make those. Nico Remigio, for instance, special teams was a factor in the last game, right? They always just seem like they're better on that side of the ball.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plans today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.